Good morning, Roseanne.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well.
The last time we spoke, we were talking about separation.
Yes, and we want to ask you a couple more questions about that, if that's all right with you.
Sure.
Okay. So are people legally separated if they've been apart for years?
Legally separated if they've been apart for years? Mm-hmm. Well, there's a cause of action under New Jersey law that gives you grounds for divorce if you've been separated for 18 months and you have to actually live in separate homes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can't be in the next bedroom down the hall or anything. But with irreconcilable differences now, we have no-fault divorce, so nobody really uses separation as legal grounds. But most people, I think, when they describe something like you have legal separation or are you legally separated if you've been apart for many years, the answer is really no. The marriage doesn't end in the court's eyes or the law's eyes until a divorce is filed. So it's technically your marriage still exists, even if you live in different places and have separated your financial ties. So your marriage still persists. So you may want to consider doing something about that to finalize those that relationship and that marriage, even if you've been apart for many years, because you still have some exposure, particularly for support, if you're still technically married.
I know a client who's going to be very, very, very upset about this.
Can a separation be filed with only one signature, or do you have to agree?
So again, when you talk about filing, you're talking about something being put into the court. And if you have an agreement, for there to be an agreement, there has to be two signatures for both parties to be bound. And then only one of you would need to process that agreement.
But both signatures need to be there.
On the agreement.
Ah.
Yeah. Otherwise only one of the parties is bound, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if it's both of you, both of you said I do, so right. You both have to say I don't.
Right, so the
or
other...
I don't want to anymore.
Yeah.
So the other party doesn't have to participate in the actual divorce proceeding, but they've got to sign the agreement.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. So otherwise, then it's just not binding.
That's right.
Okay, are there a lot of costs involved with being separated?
Versus divorce?
Well, versus divorce, yeah. I know that there's nothing in comparison to that, depending on who you are.
Well, again, if you think that your marriage is ending, then it behooves you, unless there's some other reason to stay married, like a need for health insurance, then it just behooves you to finalize all aspects of the marriage and divorce, in which case it totally depends upon what's at stake, how cooperative the parties can be, whether they have children, whether they have assets to divide, what their debt situation is like, and always going back to whether these parties can cooperate in the negotiations or whether lawyers have to do all the work. Lawyers get paid, as you probably know, by the hour, and so the longer it takes, the more expensive it is.
Oh.
If people can talk amongst themselves and reach agreements without involving their lawyers, then the divorce is less costly, the separation is less costly.
Oh, so it basically could really run up the dollars either way.
It could.
Wow.
But we do offer a alternative fee structure for those people that qualify, where they would pay a reduced or flat fee if it's an uncontested divorce, and what we're called upon to do is simply to document what the parties have agreed to amongst themselves and process the divorce action.
Wow, terrific. Well, thank you so much. And as always, a plethora of information. Why don't you give your phone number and people can reach you?
Sure. It's 908-284-6005, and our website is dndfamilylaw.com.
Okay, call Roseanne today.
You'll be glad you did.